Welcome to the Fiddlehead Podcast, in which I try to show you fun and productive ways to learn the fiddle. This is episode one, which means I don't really know what I'm doing yet, but it's good to be a beginner, and I hope you feel the same. I've been doing a blog called Fiddlosophy for about 2 years. I've also been listening to a lot of podcasts, and so naturally I wondered, maybe you and other fiddlers would rather listen to what I have to say than read it. So if you do end up listening to the whole thing and you like it or you have some constructive criticism, let me know what you think. Drop me a line at jason.fiddlehead.com. Okay, so let's get going. A lot of you have told me that you're frustrated because your current level of playing is nowhere near where you want it to be. You want to be ripping mind-crunching solos like Mark O'Connor, but it seems like you'll never get there. I'm going to suggest 6 ways for you to overcome fiddle frustration. I want you to be happily learning and playing the fiddle every day. Number one, return to a good sound. You're thinking, well, sure, good sound, that's easier said than done. How do I actually do it? Start by making a single open string note sound good. Let's do it with open D. Play along with a D drone. Just enjoy the sound. Pay attention to your body, your breath. Are you breathing evenly? And the mind. How are you feeling? Are you thinking about something else? Try to let go of thinking and just listen to this one note. Gradually, you can do more complex things like a scale. Maintaining that good sound and then move on to a simple tune. Feel good that you can do this good sound. And by good sound, I don't mean perfect sound, I mean do your best. You can always stop what you're doing and just return to a good sound on an open string. When you get frustrated, this simple sound will be like an old friend. So now that you've connected body, mind, and soul to your instrument, let's move on to more challenging things. Second way to overcome frustration is with micro practice. When you get stuck on something, don't just keep pounding away. Break that down into small, manageable pieces. This process of incremental learning is what I call micro practice. Say you're learning Arkansas Traveler and feeling frustrated. What is the hard part? Maybe it's the fourth quarter. Okay, so that's good. So instead of just playing the whole thing, now you can focus on that fourth quarter. But after doing that a little while, you may start to notice that it's four notes that are the real trouble spot. And then you start to pay attention to that, you loop it a little bit, and you notice that going open A to D3 is actually what's really hard. And so you practice that for a while with different variations, and then you go back to the fourth quarter. And you move between the small and the bigger piece. If you do that process of micro practice and you're still frustrated, just take a step back, get the best possible sound on an open string once more, then try to tackle that challenge again. The third way to overcome fiddle frustration is to balance effort and acceptance. It's important to learn new things, otherwise fiddling would get boring. The trick is to practice things that are the right amount of challenge for your current skill level. Try to work right at your edge. You want to balance effort and acceptance. After working at your edge for a bit, do something easier, like a scale or a simple tune. Try to do that before you get too frustrated, then return to the challenge. Keep alternating in this way throughout a practice session. The fourth way to overcome frustration, focus on the process instead of goals. Instead of a lofty goal, like wanting to play as good as Mark O'Connor, focus on a good daily process. There are two main elements, daily practice and the process of practice. So, practice consistently every day. I suggest at least 20 minutes a day, 6 days a week. This is by far the most important thing. It's easy to remember. Play every day. If you do that one thing, then everything else will follow. So once you do establish regular practice, work on how you practice. How can you make it fun and productive? You can try looping things. Micro practice, which I just talked about, adding variations to things, like rhythms. You can also review older tunes you've learned. So this is something you can actually accomplish, right? You can actually play a little bit every day. You can learn to practice small parts of a tune rather than the whole thing. And you can learn to alternate between challenges and a simple good sound on an open string. Instead of focusing on goals, simply pay attention to what you're doing right here, right now. Number 5, keep a good attitude. Nurture a good attitude, and your frustration may be transformed into joy. Instead of feeling like, I'll never get there, you might start to think, I'll never run out of cool things to learn. Here are some specific things you can do to transform your attitude. Be kind to yourself. Learning the fiddle is hard. It takes time. Celebrate every small win. What can you do now that you couldn't do before? Celebrate that. Even just picking up the fiddle and practicing is a small win. Be thankful. You have this wonderful time to make music. Try to appreciate it every time you play. Now, it may be hard to forcefully change your attitude. I get it. But I suggest you fake it until you make it. Write down or say things you're grateful for, even if you don't totally feel it right then. If you do this, you'll soon find that you naturally and spontaneously start to feel more gratitude and that you take a lighter approach when playing music and the frustrations don't seem like as big of a deal. The sixth way to overcome fiddle frustration, end on a high note. Try to end with something fun. This could be a favorite tune or an improvisation. Make the last thing you do sound good. You could just end where you start, playing a good sound on an open string with a drone note. Do it with gratitude and a feeling of peace, just listening without thinking or judging. If you do this, then you'll end your practice session with a good feeling rather than negative feelings of frustration and doubt. As you might know, those negative feelings might keep you from practicing the next day. Ending with a good feeling will build confidence, and you'll naturally want to pick up the fiddle and play tomorrow. To sum up, 6 ways to overcome fiddle frustration. Number 1, return to a good sound. Number 2, break down hard parts with micro practice. Number 3, balance effort and acceptance. Number 4, focus on the daily process instead of goals. Number 5, keep a good attitude. Number 6, end on a high note. Okay, thanks very much for listening. I hope that was helpful. Let me know how it could be improved. Again, email me, jason@fiddlehead.com. And now, go fiddle with it.